We're studying the study of the Ten Sefirot, Volume 1, Part 1, Chapter 1, Item 3, on the topic of the restriction and the line. We've reached the words of the Ari, Item 3.
Yes, please. We're not forgetting the intentions. All the learning is only to, first of all, achieve connection between us, through the connection between us to bestow contentment upon the Creator, and then in the connection between us, we'll be able to come closer to a state where He's revealed in the connection between us, and then we'll discover the Creator inside the connection, meaning within the Ten Sefirot, in the connections between us, we will discover Him, and this will be precisely the study of the Ten Sefirot, learning the Ten Sefirot and the upper light, the Creator that's revealed in them. We want to achieve this in practice. But for the time being, we're learning, hoping that it will be revealed. Yes.
Item 3, in the words of the Ari, the restriction of the light around the middle point. Item 3. Ein Sof then restricted himself in his middle point, in the very middle, restricted that light and drifted to the sides around that middle point.
Again.
The restriction of the light around the middle point. Ein Sof then restricted himself in his middle point, in the very middle, restricted that light and drifted to the sides around that middle point.
The light of Ein Sof is the desire of the Creator to bestow upon the created beings infinitely. When He begins to arrange His relation to the created being more and more so that the created being would be made, would be created. So He says, it was done through these actions where the light of Ein Sof that filled all of reality, all the desire that the Creator created. Afterwards, what happened inside of this desire? A restriction. And then the light departed from that desire, from that middle point where it probably, where there was probably the place or the source of the restriction. So the light departed, leaving an empty place, a hollow, as we will learn later. So what we can depict to ourselves, these things, emotionally, in the feeling, is that, first of all, the Creator created the will to receive and filled it through His relation. This is called the upper light. Then it caused that upper light to be restricted, meaning so He would not want to feel, to receive within Him the upper light. So the light departed from the desire, moved away, drifted to the sides of that circular will to receive. Let's read it again and then see what's below.
So, item 3 again. Ein Sof then restricted himself in his middle point, in the very middle, restricted that light and drifted to the sides around that middle point.
Right. So there are many questions here. We'll first learn what it tells us, why it is circular, why He restricts Himself, why the restriction works in such a way that it drifts from the center of this circle to its sides. What in spirituality, where there is no place or imaginary shapes like circle and line and area, etc. So why do we still need to picture spirituality in this way? Let's see. Let's read.
We will read the inner light. Item 40, in inner light, relating to the words of the Ari, and so then restricted himself. Item 40. You already know the meaning of He is One and His name One. Although there is disparity of form with respect to the will to receive incorporated in Ein Sof, that still does not create any differentiation between that and the upper light, and they are in simple unity. Still, this disparity of form has become the reason and the cause for the creation of the worlds, to bring the perfection of His deeds, His names, and His appellations to light, as the Ari says here. The creation of the worlds and their cascading down to this world created and renewed the possibility to give room for work in Torah and Mitzvot, not in order to receive, but only to bestow contentment upon the Maker. It is then that the souls become able to invert the form of the will to receive in them, which separates them from the emanator, into the form of the will to bestow contentment upon Him. Meaning, to receive from the emanator in order to bestow contentment upon Him, which is what He wants.
In other words, the Creator created the will to receive and filled it with His light, infinitely, without any boundaries. Then He performed an operation where the will to receive was emptied from the upper light, from the presence of the Creator. And by this, it gave the will to receive the possibility to receive the upper light, the filling, again, but only on condition that it is similar to that filling, to the desire to bestow. And that's where we are. In order to return, to restore to ourselves that state of the vessel of Ein Sof. Be'er Sheva.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, World 10. With your permission, Rav, it says here about His names and appellations of the Creator. So, in which way do we discover the names and appellation of the Creator?
We draw into that space which is filled with our egoistic desires. We pull in their desires, lights, that corrects our desires, and to that extent we can also feel these corrected vessels according to the equivalence of form with the upper light, and then the light returns into the vessel, and we want to come to a state as it was prior to the restriction, before the vessel was emptied from the light. And then that state will be called the end of correction.
Is this kli the partsuf that we build together?
Yes. It's that same kli, that same vessel of Adam Rishon. It's Adam whom we want to correct, improve, and bring into even greater filling that he had before. Previously was the filling done only by the Creator. Now it'll be filling by both of us, we and the Creator. This is why the Kli will be 620 times greater in terms of power and 620 times greater in terms of the filling. Right. So we have Itafor.
Rav, che significa che il Boré ha creato uno spazio vuoto per fare le mitzvot e conseguire la Torah?
Rav, what does it mean that the Creator created an empty place so that we can keep the Torah and Mitzvot.
The Creator emptied that place. It became an empty place. And then we, through the Torah, which is the reforming light, we can correct our will to receive, to work in order to bestow. It is all done by the upper light, which is called Torah. Because Torah comes from the word light. Oh, so we correct our desires, and correcting the will to receive, so it works in order to bestow, is called the mitzvah, commandment. Commandment from the Creator for us to do this. And then to the extent of this correction that we do in each kli, each vessel that acquires the intention to bestow, fills it with light. And then it's regarded that through Torah and commandments, correction through the upper light of the vessel with the intention to bestow, we bring that vessel back to a state where it works completely in order to bestow, like the Creator, like the upper light. And this is called reforming ourselves.
PT 32.
PT 32.
Is there a connection between the middle point and the center of the ten?
For the time being, you can imagine it as being the same place, the center of the ten and the center point of all the worlds. Yes. PT 33.
Who is the one who restricts? Is it the Creator or Ein Sof?
We will learn it soon, but the vessel itself restricts itself. But of course it's done through the influence of the light on it. But the decision is a decision inside the Kli.
No, Allah.
Let's go on. Owen?
So I'm continuing from where we stopped in the middle of item 40 in the inner light. This is the equivalence of form with the emanator called adhesion and unification. It is so because then they have already been stripped from the form of the will to receive and acquire the form of the will to bestow, being the form of the emanator himself. You already know that equivalence of form makes the spirituals become one. For this reason, the worlds return to their previous condition. This is the meaning of the Ari's words, when it rose upon his simple desire to create, etc. It rose means that he increased the refinement and adhesion by diminishing the measure of the will to receive imprinted in him in order to equalize his form with the upper light. The will to receive in Ein Sof, called Malchut of Ein Sof, or his name, did not have any dearth in adhesion with the upper light because of its disparity of form. However, it embellished itself in order to equalize its form with the upper light and depart from the great will to receive called phase 4, Bchina Daled, so as to cleave more strongly to the upper light.
In other words, the will to receive that the Creator created was filled with the upper light unboundedly. This is why it's called the light of Ein Sof, light of infinity, and the Kli, the vessel of Ein Sof, vessel of infinity too. And then it began to feel through the influence of the light in it. it began to feel that
הוא התחיל להרגיש שהוא לא דומה לאור.
That it was not similar to the light. That the light gives and it receives. The light is complete and the vessel is incomplete. So it turns out that
זה גרם לו
שהוא it caused it to begin to feel how different it is from the light. And although that difference still didn't cause it any lessening, sensation of lessening, but the difference between them, it still felt it. And therefore, it began to work toward restriction. The desire changed, and the light, according to the desire, also moved itself to the boundaries of that place, leaving an empty place and a hollow and empty air inside that circle, which was previously filled with the light of itself. I don't see questions, so we've got Kiev. Yes?
Yes, dear Rav. So in our case, when we build love between us, equivalence, and in it we try to feel the Creator's attitude, we will also have to make a restriction on it, on His attitude towards us?
No, we don't need to make any restrictions if we don't feel anything. What we do need to do is only a result, just like in the world of Ein Sof that we're learning about now. Only a result of the Creator influencing us. According to this, we have to perform our operations. That's it. The Creator presses us, performs operations, and accordingly, we have to check ourselves whether we can work toward Him as He summons in us. We will do it if we can. If not, we will try not to do it. Oh, we have two elements in us, two reasons, either our ego or the Creator who presses us. And we have to locate from where we are getting our pressure, our initiation, our treatment. PT 19.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, friends. There's a question. He says, when it rose upon his simple desire to create, rose means that he rose, or that he increased the refinement and adhesion by diminishing the measure of the will to receive. What is the refinement in this adhesion?
We haven't spoken about it. We are in inner light, and he's still not speaking about the restriction. He's talking about only how the vessel responds to the upper light, which causes the upper light to drift to the sides of the middle point.
So how does it respond, really? How does it respond?
That's how it responds.
How?
Drifting away. But wait. We're in the middle of the text.
Okay.
He writes that it decorated itself to equivalence of form with the upper light. It's still decoration or adornment. Because it wanted to resemble the upper light more, it decorated itself and drifted from the Gadlut, great will to receive, called phase four in it, to adhere more to the upper light, meaning it diminishes its will to receive a little bit, and accordingly, the upper light moves away from the will to receive, fills it according to the desire that now became smaller. So accordingly, the light shines in the will to receive to a lesser extent.
What is the essence of this action that the light departed? What is the reason that the light departed?
The light depends entirely on the desire. If the desire changes, grows smaller, the light departs. The same goes for us. If we have a bigger desire, we'll be able to feel the light. If we have a desire under the influence of the intention, then we will feel the desire. We will learn it. That's the whole of the wisdom of Kabbalah, how to receive the revelation of the Creator to the created being, from our level and onward. This is what we need to learn. On this depends our whole existence in this world, in the upper world, forever. We are all dependent on how we receive the upper light, according to what laws, in what conditions. Asia.
Hello, Rev. It is written that the creature shifts to the middle point, so the disparity is reduced between the creature and the Creator. So does the creature try to bestow inside itself more and reduce the feeling of the will to receive?
The created being can't do anything with the will to receive. We say it this way, but in truth, the intention of the created being, with all of its nature, with its will to receive, is to resemble the Creator as much as possible. So in the beginning, it works on the intention for it to be in order to bestow, as the Creator works in order to bestow. And then, accordingly, it opens up its desires more and more, which have been restricted. Here we see that he's still telling us about the restriction. So then it opens up itself more and more to actually reveal the upper light, reveal the Creator, and then the Creator becomes revealed out of the almost zero revelation that it had in the initial desire, when there was no yearning on the part of the created being. So then the Creator was revealed according to the yearning of the created being, more and more, several times over, more and more and more. Turkey 3.
Is there any difference between Or Yesher and Or Elyon?
We will learn it. Of course there is a difference. There are many types of lights according to the vessel, according to the general will to receive, that's divided and revealed in all kinds of ways. Accordingly, it feels the influence of the Creator in all kinds of ways. And these influences are called upper lights, and there are many different types among them.
Moscow 4.
Раф, вот по поводу того, что осталось место для Торы и заповедей.
Regarding the fact that a place remained in which to work in Torah and Mitzvot, in order to bring back this missing part, can we understand it simply that our desire lost connection with the Creator? However, the Kabbalah remained, which gives us the ability to regain this connection. Is this what it is about? The Torah and Mitzvot is the wisdom of Kabbalah?
Yes, of course. Of course, only in this way can we draw reforming light, so it will correct us and teach us how to receive the upper light correctly, meaning the revelation of godliness to the created beings.
What is that special place called the wisdom of Kabbalah that seemingly is restricted, however it's not restricted?
This I don't understand. The wisdom of Kabbalah, the revealed. What do you mean, the restricted wisdom of Kabbalah or not restricted wisdom of Kabbalah? The wisdom of Kabbalah is a science of how we should perform a correction on the will to receive. Although the will to receive was completely restricted and the Creator moved away from it, was not revealed. So how do we, through corrections in the will to receive, draw again, bring the Creator back so it is revealed in the created beings, again, meaning to the created beings. All the created beings exist in the will to receive. Okay. All right, so where are you?
I'm in inner light, item 40 in the middle, beginning with the proximity of the form makes for adhesion.
Go ahead.
The proximity of the form makes for adhesion. It is expressed in the words, it rose, meaning Malchut of Ein Sof, being a simple desire, rose and cleaved to the upper light, meaning diminished her will to receive.
He's telling us about all kinds of operations which we still haven't heard about so much, but we learn them, we will study them. Yes?
This is the meaning of the words of the Ari, Ein Sof then restricted himself, etc. It has already been explained above that the entire measure of his abundance and light and the height of the emanated being are measured by the amount of the will to receive in him.
Only the will, the created being is entirely the will to receive, and only in the size or power of the will to receive or the style that it is in, this determines the quality of the light and the quantity of the light that will fill it.
Thus, since the above Malchut of Ein Sof restricted herself and diminished her will to receive, the light and the abundance departed due to the diminishing of the desire. This is the meaning of the restriction, Tzimtzum. The ascent of the desire caused the departure of the abundance and the light from there.
Tel Aviv 4.
Tel Aviv 4.
Maybe I misunderstood. However, why specifically when the will to receive wanted to seemingly get closer to Ein Sof, the light restricted itself?
No, here the difference between the will to receive and the light is revealed. The light created the will to receive and filled the will to receive, as we also learned in the preface, according to the four phases of direct light. So this is what we learned, that the upper light fills all the degrees in the will to receive, and the will to receive feels how opposite it is from the light. It begins to enjoy it and at the same time reveals how the nature of the upper light is opposite from its own and comes to a state where it cannot stand it. It's like a person who receives and receives and receives pleasure from another person, and it satisfies him more and more and more. But afterwards, he begins to see how different he is from that person that he only gives and gives and gives, while he himself, the recipient, only receives. And is different from him to the point where he feels that he cannot stand himself being a receiver, while he, the other one, is the giver. So then he has no choice but to restrict himself because the suffering he feels in the will to receive that's developed in him, that he is a receiver, his suffering is so great that it is greater than the pleasure of receiving from before. So it turns out that he restricted himself and remains empty. Because in such a case, staying empty is at least not suffering from being satisfied, being filled by something that you hate. You begin to hate yourself, you can't stand yourself.
But seemingly he restricts himself because he wants to resemble him. So how come he...
That's even before the restriction. By this you drive out the light, you reject the light, you repel it because you can't stand the light. So you restrict your will to receive in you because you feel that you are opposite. You feel shame. Your own will to receive is hurt.
So it's only through rejection.
Yes, there are still no other calculations. Afterwards, other intentions are developed. Belarus.
Please help me scrutinize this. The desire as a vessel. We hear now that the greater the desire is, the greater the light is. On the other hand, we learned before about the oppositeness, the opposite relation of light and vessel, inverse relation.
One is before the corrections, the other is after the corrections. You're saying everything correctly, but it depends on where we learn. If we learn prior to the first restriction and the establishment of the screen in the reforming light, or after it. Okay? All right. Olin, do we continue?
Okay, we'll continue. Item 15, inner light, relates to the words of the Ari and Sof restricted itself. Item 50. It is perplexing, for since there is neither Rosh nor Sof there, how is there middle?
Are we engaging in a corporeal matter? The thing is that it has already been explained that there is necessarily a will to receive in Ein Sof too. However, it is a simple desire without discriminations of great and small, because the will to receive there is not regarded as a disparity of form. It makes any separations. Consequently, it is in no way inferior to the upper light. You should know that the upper light must expand via 4 degrees before it uncovers that will to receive in its fullest and permanent measure in the emanated being. The reason for it is that the will to receive is incorporated in the expansion of light from the roots. And by that, the light is considered to have departed from the emanator and acquired its own name, meaning expansion from the emanator. As long as this disparity of form of the will to receive was not incorporated in it, it was still regarded as an emanator and not as expansion that departed and shifted from the emanator.
That is, the light changes and fills the will to receive, and the will to receive, through the light, it starts to change. The Creator created only a simple will to receive. As it says, before the created beings were created, there was a simple upper light filling up the whole of reality. The whole of reality was also just a simple will to receive. However, the light that started to influence the will to receive as it fills it up, it already changes it. It changes it. And then the will to receive that starts to change, it starts to feel that it is the opposite of the light that fills it. That is, that it has in it also an influence such that not only does the will to receive enjoy from the light, but also as it enjoys the light, it also starts to feel that the light is different, that the light is giving, the light is delighting, while the will to receive, even though it feels pleasure, it enjoys, however, it is the opposite of that quality that is in the light, of delighting it. And then it starts to have in that will to receive a different attitude towards the fulfillment. That the fulfillment comes from the bestower, whereas it, the will to receive, comes in the opposite way from that same bestower. And then it starts to see to what extent it is different from the light.
Beersheva.
Toda Rav.
Thank you, Rav. There are three elements here. Maybe I don't understand. Maybe the sirens influenced me. There's a light here. There's a vessel and a desire. Now, if there's no desire, it's as if the vessel is cancelled because the light departs. Is this correct? Something is not clear.
Vessel and desire are the same thing. Next.
Ratzon ze akli.
The desire is the vessel, the kli.
So if the desire departs, then there's no vessel.
Right. Right.
Tov.
Thank you.
Okay, I see that besides Vlad from Kiev, no one else is ready to ask. Vlad, yes.
Yeah, the created being eventually discovers, as a result of the operations of the light, the inequivalence of qualities. What do we discover as a ten, as a vessel, after contact with the light?
Well, first of all, we don't yet have contact with the light. After we will have such contact, you will see what it is.
Why am I asking? From what we're learning now, we should take something for our work?
What we need now is to take everything that we need for our work. Yes. All in all, we're learning all of these things practically. How can we use them? Not immediately right now, but all in all, we are learning. Right now, we still have great confusions because we're beginning to study some things that we don't yet feel. We don't know what it is about exactly. However, eventually, yes, this is how we will detect these things soon.
No.
And also, yes?
But we're saying that in any case, when we build the intention, the light influences us. But now, for the time being, we don't feel it, right? And that obligates us to something.
The fact that we are reading that we exist in the upper light, this obligates us to start searching for it, for its influence over us and how we need to respond to it. That's it. Because we exist even now within the upper light in the world of Ein Sof. However, following all of these restrictions, we are not capable right now of detecting these things. But as much as we will want to, through our effort and through the connection between us, to detect these things, then we will detect them.
Так вот я же и спрашиваю, что в нашем случае, чтобы почувствовать этот свет, мы обязаны.
That's why I'm asking, because in order to feel this light, do we have to perform a restriction in order to resemble it?
You must restrict your will to receive and use it only for things that are necessary for life, This is allowed. This is not considered a transgression. And your whole will to receive beyond the necessity for life, you then need to use it only in order to connect in the ten, in order to, by this, cause contentment to the Creator. And then, in your vessel with which you are giving him contentment, he will start to get a response from him. His response. And you will start to discover him, his attitude towards you. Is this clear?
Thank you. Clear.
Okay, PT 13.
When we read what the Ari writes in items 2 and 3, it feels like we're talking about the Creator, the Emanator, the Upper Light. When we read what Bala Sulam writes in items 40 and 50, it's as if it's about Malchut. Is this okay? It's as if I can't understand who's the protagonist, who's the subject here.
Well, there are two things here. The upper light, which is the Creator, and the created being, which is the will to receive. The upper light created the will to receive, existence from absence, and it filled that will to receive in a way that is unlimited all the way. And then the will to receive is called Ein Sof, literally no end, no limit. Following that, the upper light departs from the will to receive, and then the will to receive feels itself that it is empty. That state where the will to receive is filled with light is called the world of Ein Sof, because the fulfillment was infinite, unlimited. In the state where the will to receive was emptied of the light, it is called the world of restriction, not the world of Ein Sof, but the world of restriction. It is restricted. That's it. This is what we're actually learning about right now.
PT
18.
Concerning the restriction, the reason for the restriction, the right reason that we have to come to, is it because the ego separates or because we want to bestow upon the Creator? Which is more correct?
Shame. That is the reason for the restriction.
Thank you.
Раф, а он нам пишет, Малхут украшается, украшается намерением.
He writes to us that Malchut is adorned with an intention.
Yes. Malchut wants to be similar to the Creator, and this is why she, even though she was restricted, however, now she wants to take upon herself a new condition, that she will be filled not for herself, but in order to delight the Creator. And this, on her side, will be a form of bestowal to the Creator, that she is giving him the possibility to fill her.
Человек, включающийся в это украшение, в намерении ради Творца, для Творца.
A person who is incorporated in this adornment, in this decoration, in the intention to bestow upon the Creator, can use each desire, like in the ten, in all the reality, as in Malchut of Ein Sof, and no restriction influences him?
If he uses his desires in order to fill them, and by this to bestow contentment to the Creator only, then of course he can use all of his desires and all of these lights, because he's not using them. He's doing it only in order to bestow. In such a form, if he's doing it, then he feels himself like the Creator, in the same form, with the same understanding, the same attainment, the same state truly as the Creator. And this is the state that we all need to reach, to receive the upper light in order to bestow. When we are ready to receive all of the upper light, however, it's not for ourselves, but only in order to bestow to the Creator. And then our reception is not felt as reception, but rather as bestowal.
How do we use the restriction? Why do we need it?
That will come. That will be explained later. PD 5.
Right. The only thing that's not clear here is why he wanted to create the worlds and emanate the emanated beings to reveal his names and appellations. What's the connection between the desire and the light?
Because by the Creator creating a will to receive, he will have the ability to reveal himself to those emanated beings, created beings that emerged from the will, that will develop, emerge from the will to receive. His desire is to be revealed to the created beings. Okay. All right. Owen?
We are continuing in inner light. Because in spirituality, that is because the only difference in spirituality is the disparity of form. However, as much as this desire became disclosed by the force of the emanated being, it still was not permanent in the emanated being. It means that the emanated being must yearn to receive the abundance before it is considered that the will to receive appeared by the force of the emanated being himself. This yearning can only be when he does not have the abundance, for only then is it possible to want it in a way that the will to receive will be uncovered through his own strength. It is then that the vessels of reception are completed permanently.
Yes. In short, the will to receive that the Creator created and filled it with the upper light unboundedly, as much as the will to receive wanted to fill itself, and the will to receive later on makes a restriction because it feels that it is the opposite of the fulfillment. The fulfillment then departs. The will to receive remains empty, and then it decides that it is going to receive the upper light, however, specifically in such a way that the reception will be as bestowal that I am receiving for you, not for me, but rather for you. And then it begins to receive the upper light in order to bestow contentment to the source of the upper light, to the Creator. Right? And by that, it turns out that even though it is receiving, all of its reception is considered bestowal. And that way, they reach a state where the Creator and the created being remain in adhesion.
Moscow free.
Спасибо, Раф. Что такое изменение?
Thank you, Raf. What is disparity of form?
Disparity of form. Disparity of form is that as one performs some action with the same intention, with the same attitude, if the other one performs this action, then it is considered that they are in equivalence of form. However, if one performs it with a different intention than the other one, then they are in a lack of equivalence of form or in disparity of form. And to resemble the Creator, We can be on his degree, we can feel like him only if we perform the same action like him, meaning in equivalence of form with him. As he is merciful, so you should be merciful. As much as he gives, you should give. As much as he is doing this, you should also do this. And then you will feel like him. By this, you will attain him. This is called from your actions, we know you. If I perform the same actions as the Creator, then from those actions, I attain the Creator. Because inside of me, I'm creating the image of the Creator, and out of that, I attain him.
PT
19.
He says that the emanator being should yearn for the reception of the abundance, but he adds, only when he doesn't have the abundance. Can you explain it?
What is unclear?
He says that the emanated being needs to yearn for the reception of the abundance, but afterwards he writes, only when he doesn't have the abundance. How can I yearn for something I don't know what it is? What is this abundance?
Well, wait a minute, sir. You cannot yearn for something that you have in you, but something that you don't have in you. However, you do know, if you do know what that thing is, then you can yearn, because you know what it is, and you feel that you don't have it, and you need it. So then you have yearning. The upper light first filled the entire kli, and then it departed from the kli, and now the kli, the vessel, yearns for it. It wants to bring it back. And here there is already a condition that the upper light can get back into the vessel only on the condition that they have equivalence of form between them.
Why does he write that only afterwards it can yearn for it in a way that it's revealed in it by itself, by its own strength? Why does he say it on this condition?
So?
What is the condition to come to a point?
Equivalence of form between the light and the vessel, that just as the light comes from above and it wants to bestow to the vessel comes from below and it wants to bestow to the light. And then by that, the two of them equalize. They embrace. Each one wants to bestow to the other, and therefore there is room for each one of them. And even more than that, as much as one bestows to the other and the second bestows to the first, accordingly they have between them an eruption of love, of mutual bestowal.
Can I create this yearning alone, or do I get it from above, or is it only through the work we do with the friends?
The yearning comes only out of the ten.
Baltia.
What do you mean?
Baltia.
Baltia.
Hello, Rav. Disparity of form, does it happen when we can't maintain the intention and that way until the end of correction?
We need to constantly care only for the intention, because our desire does not change. We can discover it, reveal it more or less, but it is already given to us. And only about the intention over the desire, that can change. We acquire it from the emanator, from the Creator, and then it turns out that to the extent that I get an impression from the Creator, I can use it as an intention upon my desire, then I can use my desire to receive. However, actually, it will be in order to bestow. If the Creator wants to give, I have no problem with it. I'm willing to receive. However, it has to be with the intention of, in order to bestow. Do you understand what is going on here? I use my entire desire as much as I can fill myself up, truly, all the way, and even more than that. However, it has to be so that by that I'm giving him contentment. This is the entire addition that I need, and only to the extent that I'm capable of preparing such an intention that I enjoy only in order to bestow contentment upon him, to that extent, I activate my will to receive. And if I begin to enjoy for the Creator, and in the middle, as I enjoy, suddenly I discover that I myself am enjoying it, this is considered a shattering. My intention to bestow to him was broken.
Можно еще один вопрос?
Да. Can I ask another question? So, a new coarseness is revealed in each degree and neutralizes the intention?
We will see. I see that today everyone is in some kind of confusion, fogginess. Well, in Israel, we didn't really sleep at night because of the sirens. There were rockets falling around us. But you should be alert, and you should take this awakening upon yourselves then. Each shall help his friend. What do we have in info?
We want to report what we talked about yesterday in the morning, in the afternoon lesson, the prayers of the tens. So yesterday a link was sent to all the friends, a link that where any ten can fill up its daily prayer. We will do it also at the end of this lesson. And we wanted to ask you, Av, what do you think is most correct to incorporate, to integrate reading these prayers during the day? How do we integrate it during the day, during the week?
I don't know. It depends on which ones. Are these short or long?
They're pretty short. There are already 60 tens that filled it out. I guess it's not more than a minute or a minute and a half to read such a prayer. We were thinking, for example, in the preparation for the lesson or even in Yeshivat Chavirim.
Both of these would be good.
Okay.
We need to sort them. Yes, to see how close it is to the topic and do it.
And maybe we should dedicate time to it during the afternoon lesson on Shabbat, on Saturday, or is it less appropriate to incorporate it in the lesson?
To combine it into the lesson. Let's get closer to the next Shabbat and we will see.
So, we'd be happy if they can show the link. Now you can click that link, and each ten will choose its representative. Maybe the connection people in connection duty can fill up their daily prayer. And anyone who wants to suggest ideas or questions concerning this topic, send it to boardworldkli@gmail.com. Send the ideas; we'll be happy to use them.
Okay.
What?
Anything else? Vlad, do you want to add anything?
Да нет, может быть, если у вас есть общая какая-то рекомендация по поводу того, как это можно
писать. No, but maybe if you have some general suggestion concerning how to write the prayer.
No, we will learn together. We will learn together. Nope. I don't have any. Well, with this we will finish our lesson, right?
Yes. Rob, maybe a sentence for a summary, for a conclusion to go with the rest of the day.
What does it mean, light? What does it mean, clay, vessel? What does it mean that the upper light fills the vessel? Why does the upper light depart from the vessel? And under which conditions will it go back into the vessel? Right? And that is what caused the departure of the light from the vessel, and under which conditions can the light now get back into the vessel? Under which condition? That's it. In general, all of these things we need to extract from here. And again, prepare questions. We will study together. We're not running anywhere. The most important thing for us is to change our intention to in order to bestow. And here, precisely, we're beginning to see that from the very first action of the light inside of the vessel, already the intention of the vessel begins to change. Why doesn't that happen to us? Because we are given such conditions where we have to choose the change of the intention, where we have to choose the change of our stature. What is it that we want to do? To whom do I want to bestow? How do I want to bestow? And then it will change. That is, there is no problem for the upper force to perform these actions. There is only a problem in my scrutiny. What do I want it to do? The Creator wants to work, not how we work. It's not that we work. We just have to ask of Him, to demand from Him. And then it will happen. Our work is only in a scrutiny and then in the request. That's it. Just like a little child is constantly asking and asking and demanding through his desire, we just have to do it not like a little child, but like grown-up children, to ask what is worthwhile for us to ask, and then to ask, but it's the same attitude. The same attitude. This is the entire wisdom of Kabbalah. This is why it is called the wisdom of Kabbalah, reception, not just Kabbalah, reception. We will talk more about it, and this is how we will advance each and every day. Thank you, Oren. Do you have anything else to add? Go ahead, please.
Yeah, I'll read today's schedule, but I want to say where we stopped. In opening me, inner lights, item 50. Our broadcast for the day at 10, there will be the show Mabat Pnimi, inner looking with Owen and Rav at 10:30. The writers meeting, and at 6:45, the world gathering of friends. Now a song.
כי נשמתה השונים גם אם לא מרגישה או יודעת היא נמשכת אל החברים משיעור לשיעור היא סופגת השפעת המאור אמיתי שבונה בתשוקה מיוחדת להשיג את הטוב ומדיב יש בינינו מרכז משותף לכל הנקודות שבלב אליו נשתוקק, נשתוקק ונשאר כי בו מתגלה האוהב יש בינינו מרכז משותף לכל הנקודות שבלב אליו נשתוקק, נשתוקק ונשאר כי בו מתגלה האוהב הנקודה שבלב מתחדשת מרוקמת מרקם של קשרים מקבל תחושה של הרשת שספוגה בת חברים הנקודה שבלב מתחברת לחלקי נשמתה שונים ופתאום מרגישה מאושרת מלאה אהבת חברים יש בינינו מרכז משותף לכל הנקודות שבלב
אליו משתוקק, משתוקק ונשאף כי בו מתגלה העורך יש בינינו מרכז משותף לכל הנקודות שבלב אליו משתוקק, משתוקק ונשאף כי בו מתגלה העורך בינינו מרכז משותף לכל הנקודות שבלב